Girl injured by transgender athlete rips disrespectful Democrats during Trump address. By Warner Todd Houston on March 5, 2025. Peyton McNabb, the young woman who was seriously injured by a transgender volleyball player, ripped the congressional Democrats who greeted her with a rude cold shoulder during President Donald Trump's address on Tuesday evening. McNabb suffered traumatic physical and mental injuries when she was injured by a more powerful transgender opponent during a high school volleyball game. During Trump's address, she was in the gallery. But when the president honored her from the podium, none of the Democrats clapped for her. The young woman, now an activist to protect women's sports, said the snub was heartbreaking. "Last night, just overall, the Democrat Party was so disrespectful," McNabb told Fox News. "And they didn't stand up for any of the guests. They didn't stand up for DJ Daniel, who is the young boy who survived brain cancer. They didn't stand up for Lack and Riley's family, whose daughter literally suffered a traumatic death that should have never happened. And every other guest that was there had some sort of powerful story, and they didn't clap for any of that." McNabb added, "So it was heartbreaking, and honestly I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not." Democrats have also been blocking bills to protect women from dangerous transgender athletes. Not just in Congress but in every state where they have the power to do so. McNabb says that this proves Democrats don't care about women. "The Democrat Party failed women. They don't care," McNabb exclaimed. "Even with daughters of their own, the fact that they did not get this bill through is just completely heartbreaking. I'm not the only story, there are so many female athletes who have shared their story, and it's not like they don't know. It's insane that this is the hill they're willing to die on. It's just sad. It's just embarrassing," she said. The activist also insisted that Democrats embarrassed the whole country on Tuesday evening, saying, "They were embarrassing to their party and to the country the way they acted with just utter disrespect all around. It was unbelievable. This is the type of thing that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life," McNabb concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.